All right, we were doing Perek Vav, Braisa Yud, Chamisha Kinyanim. Yesterday we had a hard time translating the word Kinyanim. We said five acquisitions that God acquired. It's a little hard to understand what it means that God acquired them. He didn't go shopping. I see in the Tiferes Yisrael and in the Medrash Shmuel both, they translate Kinyanim as prized possessions. In other words, a person that goes out and gets something, it's something he likes. So to speak, that Hashem created everything, but there are five of them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds especially dear. So these Chamisha Kinyanim, Kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'elamai Ve'elohein, Torah Kinyan Echad, Shemayim Va'oretz Kinyan Echad. So that's a little hard. I'll try to explain it. Now the Torah we understand is Chaviv to Hashem. Someone mentioned yesterday that it was before the creation of the world. The Gemara says the Torah pre-existed. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad, heaven and earth, meaning the physical world, as a kinyan. We'll have to explain that. Avraham kinyan echad, I mentioned yesterday, that Chaim V'lajina brings the girsa of the Gra, who's not gairis, Avraham kinyan echad. I've seen that, nevertheless, all the old manuscripts all have Avraham kinyan echad. Yisrael, the Jewish people, are kinyan echad, Beis Hamikdash kinyan echad. So let's go through them. Torah kinyan echad minayin. Diksiv Hashem kanani reishis darkai. Hashem possessed me reishis darkai, the beginning of his path. Kedem mifalov me'av. I guess the earliest of his creation me'az from then. So the Torah preceded all, and the Chavivas of Torah is well known. Next one's a little more difficult. Shemayim v'aretz is split here into two. Shemayim kinyan echad. Is that how you have it printed by you? We have Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad. Okay. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad, minayin. Diksiv koy amar Hashem. Hashemayim kisi. The heavens are my seat, so to speak. And v'ha'aretz hadayim raglai, and the earth are my stool. Eze bayis hashetivnu li ve'eze mokim nuchasi. God is not confined to a beis hamikdash, to any one place. V'ayme morabu masecha Hashem kula mechachma asisa mala ha'aretz kinyanecha. So the idea here is that Hashem created heaven and earth for a purpose, and that purpose is a purpose that's, so to speak, chaviv to the Rabbi Nishalayim. It's hard for a human being to fathom why God would need, so to speak, if you could say need, heaven and earth, why he would need creation. So we're told, the Rosh tells us, no, they are items that have a chavivus to the Rabbi Nishalayla, whatever the explanation, the various philosophical explanations of why God created Shemayim and Aretz, that doesn't get into that. It just makes the statement that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, is happy with all that he created. Now it's interesting, our bracha on Hashem's creating the heaven and earth is the first bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema. So that we start, after we say Baruch Hu, V'yaitzarar, V'yarechai, Shechai Seshalem, V'yarechai Sakoyal, we talk about Hashem's creating everything. What does that have to do with Kriya Shema? And the answer is, the purpose of creation is the Yichud Hashem, is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. And therefore, that gives us a little bit of a spin, so to speak. This is the longest bracha of all the brachas the Chazal ever wrote. The longest bracha is that bracha, the first bracha of after Baruch Hu, that starts with Baruch Atah Hashem and ends with Yotzer HaMa'ayreis. It's broken up in middle. I don't know if it's broken up just because people would get bored. Imagine if someone had to say it in one shot, how many words people would skip. You know, now you say it in a few shots. Or more likely, it's really just broken up by the psukim. It's a bracha, and when there's a pasuk, there's a pause. In other words, to say that the pasuk is special. It's interesting that the Atzkol Sidurim in Uvalet Ziyain, so we know the chazan is supposed to lead us in saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish together, and Baruch Avayit Hashem Yim Kaimai together. For some reason, in the Atzkol Sidurim, they put Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vo'ed in bold. Now, I'm not sure why they did it, what they were thinking. Eli Rabinowitz started down for the Amid, he started saying that as out loud as well. I showed him that in the Shari Tshuva it says not to say that out loud, for whatever reason. Al Pi Zohar it says not to say it out loud. And I've never been in a shul where they say Hashem Yimloch out loud. The Kaddosh Kaddosh they say, and the Baruch Hashem and Kamo they say, but not Hashem Yimloch L'olam Vaed. So I'm not sure why it's printed in bold, except for the fact that it's a pasuk in the middle of a series of statements. There's a pasuk, so maybe that's why. I don't know. And if they remember anymore why they did it bold, it's so many years. The siddur is over 20, probably 25 years. Although I imagine someone asked them, there's no other siddur that has I've ever that I recall. What?
This doesn't have it in bold.
Does it have Kadosh Kadosh in bold?
No, the Kadosh is only in bold.
No, in Balatziyon.
Oh,
Balatziyon. Yeah.
It's supposed to emulate the Kedusha.
Yeah, the three steps.
So the third part of Kedusha is similar to that.
Yeah, Yimloch Hashem. You never notice it's in bold. See, I wouldn't have noticed except that Eli Rabinowitz was saying it out loud. And I was able to show off my bikkios in Shari Tshuva. So I don't know why it's in bold. I mean, each of these are psukim with translations in Aramaic, but they have this mark for the things the Chazan says out loud. There is no such mark by Hashem Yimloch L'olam Vaed. So they didn't mean for people to say it out loud, but okay, be that as it may. Okay. Well, there is a machlaikis hapaiskim. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan gets to the Kedusha, so we know that Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Havai, you're supposed to be silent and listen to the Chazan. If you're in the Lakai Netzar, you're supposed to say it along. What about Yimloch Hashem Lo'olam, Lakai Tzion Davidar Haleluka? So there's a machlaikis hapaiskim. Shabura says not to say it out loud in the Lakai Netzar, because there's a fundamental difference between Kadosh Kadosh and Yimloch Hashem. You see, the Kadosh Kadosh we say three times every morning. We say it once in Berachas Kriya Shema, which we say even Bichidus. Once in Kedusha, which we don't say if we're davening Bichidus. And once in Ruvah Letzion, where there's a Machlaikis, if you say it when you're davening Bichidus. And Mishnah Berurah says to say it and have in mind that if you're not supposed to be saying it Bichidus, you're saying it as a pasuk. So the difference is, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, in his Pirush on Brachas, is that when we say in Birchas Kriya Shema, Kadosh Kadosh, we're telling the story of the Malachim. We're telling a story. Malachim say Kadosh Kadosh. It's not our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're relating what the Malachim say. In Kedusha, it's different. In Kedusha, we're saying, Nakdishach v'naritzach, we are going to praise you, Hashem, in the same language that the Malachim, the Kadesh Shem Chavaylam, Kshem Shemekdish Nois B'Shmei Marayim. Then we say, Kadesh Kadesh, we are praising our Kadesh Baruch, we're using the language of the Malachim. The same thing with the Lumasam, either Meshabchim V'Yamirim or Baruch Yameiru, we say the praise along with the Malachim. Not so by Yimlach. Yimlach, we just say, Yimlach Hashem Li'Alam. It's not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's relating, and that's why we do not say it in the Lakai Netzar. Although the Baal HaTanya writes to say it, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says to say it. Same thing in the Ruvah Letzion, there is a, as I said, it's a suffix, whether it's our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we are relating the praise of the Malachim, since it's a suffix, so we say Bichidus with the Tanai, and still we say the Kadesh Kadesh together, similar to Kedusha. It has nothing to do with Hashem Yimloch L'olam Vaed. Anyway, getting back here, so that's all the Shemayim Va'aretz, that's the first Baruch of Kriya Shema, the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Marabu Masecha Hashem. Avraham Kinyan Echad Minayin Diksiv, Ve'yavarcheu Ve'yaymer, Baruch Avraham L'kele Al-Yayin Kainei Shemayim Va'aretz. Now, I would suspect that the Gra didn't took this out because it really doesn't follow. Read the words. Avraham kinyan echad minayin. How do we know that God considers Avraham his prized acquisition? Diksiv. Vayvarcheu vayomer. God blessed Avraham and said, Baruch Avraham lekel elyon. And said, Baruch Avraham, you're blessed lekel elyon. Kainei shemayim v'aretz. God was kainei shemayim v'aretz. It doesn't call Avraham a kinyan. And therefore, it doesn't really follow. So the Tiferes Yisrael wants to answer the kasha. So he says, well, he mentioned Avraham next to Shemayim Varetz, so just like Shemayim Varetz is a Kenyan, so too is Avraham. It's a bit of a squeeze.
Why would Avraham be more chauvinist than Moshe Rabbeinu?
So he explains, there's an old debate if the greatness of Avraham is greater than the greatness of Moshe. I think I once heard a tape of Rabbi Yosher Ber giving a very long shir, comparing the greatness of Avraham and Moshe. He wasn't looking to paskin who was greater. I think I once heard a shir from him on it. But Avraham was the first. That's no question. Avraham was the first to recognize, so that's his uniqueness. As an individual, Avraham is greater. As the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu is greater. What's more important, to be great as a leader or great as an individual? So that's...
And Adam Rishon.
Adam Rishon was the first man.
Well,
if God creates you, then you recognize him, but he didn't recognize him in a hidden world. You recognize him in a revealed world. Yisrael kinyan echad minayin. Iksiv ad yavar amcha Hashem, ad yavar amzu konisa. So God, kaviyachol, was kone kla. Yisrael v'aymer l'kadoshim ha-shavar etzema, v'adirei kochef tzibam, a pasuk about kla Yisrael, even after a man passes from the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has Chefzi Bam, has his desire to them. And finally, Beis HaMidosh Minayin, Echad Kinyin Echad Minayin, Diksiv, Mochayin L'Shiftecha Pa'al to Hashem, a resting place for your dwelling, for your resting place you have created. Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kainenu Yodecha. Kainenu here is not exactly Kinyin, but it's the same idea. You have set the Beis HaMikdash, V'aymer V'yavim El Gvul Kachai, Harzeh Kansa Yeminai. Let's see the Pirush underneath. Chamisha kinyanim, agirsa nachayna, kamashamur b'gemara, dalit kinyanim, v'ena chayshev Avram kinyan echad. V'araya, b'pasik shemevi, the paraya that Avram is a kinyan, from the pasik, Baruch Avram, actually Avram, lekel elyay, kadish v'ayvarez, eina iraya, shemilas kayna, haloy kosh v'ayvarez, v'day lo avim. It doesn't mean it has no shachis. So that's all that's his entire comment on this price. Finally, price yud aleph, now this follows the previous. The previous said that there are five beloved kinyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Mashabaruch Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai Leibaram Elo Lechvaydai. Anything Hashem created in His world was created for His honor. Now this needs explanation. First of all, it's saying that the five kinyanim are unique in their level of value, but everything has a value. Now this is Mishnah, this Bryson needs explanation. Let's say I would tell you, everything this and this president did, he only did for his own honor. That would be a condescending statement. It would be a statement of rebuke. And he was saying, whatever Hashem created,
you know,
he
created the world
for
human beings.
So why is that true? That's true. And what's pshat in this Mishnah, in this Bryson? So first let's see what Chaim Volozhin says. He says something mystical.
Is it possible that it's just a statement that because it was Nivra L'Chvodo, it imbues it with a higher level of meaning, whatever you want to call it? It's not just something plain, but
it's true, but it doesn't seem to be what this Mishnah is saying. What you're saying is true. Doesn't seem to be what the Mishnah is saying. Lebarai ella lekvayda. I mean, the explanation of this Mishnah usually is the following: that Hashem created the world as a revelation of His covet to give human beings an ability to find Him in the world. That's usually the understanding of lebarai ella lekvayda. Let's see how the whole existence is for that purpose. He brings here something a little difficult.
Nachas David
was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhin. A Talmud of Gaimer Argaila Mechabrez Itzal. Maybe Besifrei Drush Beis Bahagav is Alashemi. Be Uroi Apishashamati Me Admor Hagoyin Achosid Ar Oilam Rabbi Nochayim Zeche Tzadik Levracha. What is that? The long abbreviation. Now listen to the pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Lelam Void. What's the order there? Melech is which tense?
Present tense.
Present tense. Shem Melech is past tense. Shem Melech is future tense. It's out of order. Normally you go past, present, future. Ki Nakat Bikra, Haive, present, of our past, Asid, Behepach HaSeder. Not exactly the reverse, but it means an inverted order. Ki Ha'avar Ukhaidim is Man La'aiva. The past precedes the present. Yoser Laminkat, it would seem logical to pick an order of Avar Ha'aiva V'asid, of past, present, and future. Vamar Bizeh. Ki Ha'ath Kra Nakar Apiseder Ishtal Shalus Ha'ilamais V'hadragasa Milmai Lalamata. That the Pasik picks it in the order of the the way the worlds can be revealed to a person in their order from higher to lower. In the purest of the worlds, where there's no evil, kakos of layugur chara, God's presence is one straight existence as it is present. In a place where Hashem's, where a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, it's a constant presence of Hashem. Amnon b'ayla ma'asiyah ha'lazeh, down here, b'terev shechata adam arishin, v'chein b'ei shamlu al har sinai shepaskazu ha'masam, in a perfect world, azay ha'gali v'nikah k'vay b'chusin g'ayla ma'lazeh. Then too, the Haiveh would reveal Hashem to everyone. In other words, in the present, you would recognize God. Ulam. B'skabeh hara ad ki kalo amma kadbaim sarah me'achri Hashem. In the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden. Gam anachtu agam ki adanu ki machusay b'koyom ha'sholayim. Kol zeh eim ha'seinu b'avaneseinu rab maskinum lidi ha'seinu. We find it hard to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Ha'kol esi b'sarah nechaz b'seichenu. That's because of the evil that's in this world. It feels for Shoshana, v'chein tei pachtecha, v'yasa kulam, v'kuda echas la'asais, v'tzaycha b'leiv ha'shalim, k'meshi adanu Hashem l'keinu, shashalta l'fanecha. We say that we know it, but we want to feel it, we want to sense it. V'aras ha'shinas, k'fi yadeseinu, v'lai k'fi ma'aseinu. We want to work based on our intellect, not based on our weaknesses. V'lezeh kinoi ma'chusa b'ayla ma'zehu b'toya avar. In the past, before Adam sinned, in the present, we are not yet holding at the time of perfection. When Mashiach will come, as nik nikavesh yevur hara hativi mikol v'kol, v'risha kula kashon tichle, as yishpashik kavay machusay gam shama lezamar Hashem yimlech leilam v'ed. So it's the hayve is in the beginning of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was constantly known. Now we say it's the avar when Hashem's presence was known, and in the asid yishpashik kavay machusay gam shama. Right, this is a. Not an easy explanation of Kavash Gavrocha by Lamei Levar Alechvaydei. As I said, I think the simpler explanation is the idea that Rabbi Miller spoke about all the time, that seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, in the Bria, is the reason for the Bria, being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that takes place. Okay, traditionally we always finish Pirkei Avos with Rabbi Chanan ben Akashia, so I guess we'll give him the opportunity to see him in Yitz Hashem. I thank you all for sticking with me through this, and those of you who can make it on Shabbos, it will be appreciated.